All right. Paradise Ridge and the Dead Mule is about to begin in earnest. So let's do the earnest thing and start two versions of the old show, 40 Acres and a Clone Mule, formerly known, at the same time. Let's see what's happened. Equal volume this time. And I'll just remind all you, history is being made. Good afternoon. It is Friday. And that means a little bit of smorgasbord of sound, some altered state, if you will, some circumstantial happenstances to get you in the proper state of mind for the weekend. It's mid-August. And I gotta go back in the stacks to find some music from the library, because that's what I'm really here for. I got some of my own music that I brought in too.
Radio Freecast Media, broadcasting live here. I just kind of got sick of that. I mean, I'm not sick of it, but decided that I feel like listening to something different instead. A little too slow. I screwed up on the first track too. So we hit for it. I apologize for that, but
hello, people. Some of you know us. Some of you don't. Some of you know some of us. Some of us know some of you. Some of us don't even know ourselves, let alone you or we or they or us or them or it or anything. Ish, we don't even really exist. We're performing for you, but you don't exist either, so we can't. It's just us. We all grew up in this twisted nightmare of a million spectacles and had our world planned out for us. We all watched way too much television. All did our time in school, staring one way at a blackboard and a droning face. All had our share of stupid jobs, waking up to the same gray reality every day. It's all in you. It's all in me. It doesn't go away. All that life, all that force-fed information, all those decade-old obscure Saturday morning cereal commercial jingles, all those glossy billboards on the highway. It's all festering in your head somewhere. It's our culture. It's our Coca-Cola, McDonald's, burger, and fries, fast food culture. It's our Nutra-Sweet, Bile Ball, Light FM, 10-Day, Crash, Tabloid, Puke, Diet culture. It's our reach out and touch someone with fiber optic cables and strangle them to death, Hallmark holiday culture. It's our Superman, Supermarket, Super Bowl, Super Stop and Shop, fresh and clean and bright and white culture. It's our TV roll, up glossy eyesore, sex and death, headlines at the checkout counter, visually in your face culture. It's our Nintendo war, let's sweep the dirt under our new sofa, honey, and let it rot and overflow until it eats our dog culture. It's our wage slave, time clock, Winston weekends, get drunk with your buddies to forget you have to go back to work on Monday, lazy chair, Budweiser culture. And we'll force feed your kids Prozac and Xanax and adrenaline, and see issues that you've never heard of. And sure, you can rebel just a little bit, just buy the a t-shirt and shut up. It's a cheap holiday in other people's misery. Get away, vacation, travel, package, get me the up out of this horrible, empty life culture. It's our stickers that up kids in our mental hospitals and we'll force feed them Thorazine and Haldol, and we'll make them productive members of society, nightmare medication culture. It's our sit back, relax, and go to Sesame Street to MTV. I have the attention span of a flea, soundbite, flicker, Hollywood, imagination. I'm so aboard Mallrat-ish culture. It's our let's sell you a bunch of soulless plastic trash and sell it back to you 10 years later as nostalgia lost their tire culture. It's our horrible Golden Arches cop show, game show, entertainment culture, spreading like some mutant disease around the entire world with a few greedy groups up behind the stage raking in the cash and taking us all down with them. Have you ever noticed how our American culture has this way of sucking the soul out of every good or original idea, every beautiful work of art it can get its grubby hands on, every person with something to say, somehow co-opting and selling and rehashing them all, until what was once full of life becomes an empty shell, a Muzak reenactment, a corporate theme song, a symbol of death? Have you ever noticed how our American culture somehow manages to channel any desire for rebellion or change into a desire for some piece of consumer trash? Tonight, we're going to do things a little differently. Forget everything you ever learned about being entertained. Tonight, with our total unprofessionalness and clumsiness, lack of tact or talent, we'll itch the soul but no time to memorize our lines. Right here in this very room, we're going to destroy the barriers between us and you and create something beautiful in this place. This is our traveling outlaw party, our feedback circus, live here tonight, then disappearing onto the highway for destinations unknown. This is our party. This is your party. And now we're going to burn it down.
November 30th to December 3rd. Cascadia Special Event Transponder, Y2WTKO, delivering the knockout punch to the World Trade Organization on this millennial afternoon. So right now, we're going to go to our operative on the street.
Chief and the mayor's about to hold the press conference, and we're going to take that in just a few minutes. But the governor obviously showing solidarity with the city, offering to provide whatever help the city might
need. And the corporate TV news obviously not telling the full truth about rubber bullets. Throwing tear gas is their next step. It's kind of like telling your parents you're drunk when you're tripping on acid, sort of thing.
And we'll hear from the governor and the mayor and the police chief in just a matter of moments.
CRPD has stood resolute. Chief Stafford earlier in the day saying that his men and women have been very restrained in the way that they have confronted the demonstrators and been confronted by them.
Don't believe a word of it.
Shown restraint, shown patience. But
this man is lying. He works for the interests of capital.
I hope that question right here in Westlake is the scene of, I would say, the most damage that we've been able to ascertain for the day. Some dumpsters overturned, some dumpsters set on fire. But given the fact that 30-some thousand people were protesting in downtown Seattle, 19 arrests were made. For the majority of the day today, the scene was fairly calm, fairly peaceful. The face of this demonstration was relatively passive.
We have a lot of our locations located at Fourth and Pine. That is where Jim Bannon was. Apparently, the gas is drifted into this area. We have a shutdown of the family and move out. Getting out of the range of gas, getting out of the way.
The police being told that there are moments ago that they were going to be able to use the multi-access necessary. The press conference is going to go right now. The police are about to take a shot at the
Thank you. you look real fine, but you do look just a little bit nervous.
Well, I'm almost naked, and I feel very unprotected.
That's because he needs what every warrior needs, Gene. This, yes, it's a fantastic bulletproof
Indian ghost dance shirt.
It's 200 points down, handmade and sized to be one of a kind from Kachina Industries. Shirt more than final sample, total value $700.
Hey, that's a day's pay.
Okay, Gene, you're all dressed up now, and of course,
bad. Of course, everyone knows how things work. Skipper will be
a friend of mine. The better survivors are harder way of life to get in bed. Hooker can afford everything.
Live at 714 Police Street in Peter, California.
All right, Skipper, just come down this way, down the old trail up here.
Matching your own fabulous cash prize with something of real personal value, Skipper, your parents will be giving up the family car.
Look out, Skipper. Look out in there because, gee, don't you think there's a big wind coming up?
Oh, that's right, Don. Because Skipper's locked inside our brand new Gitchy Goomy Money Tunnel. And you better start protecting yourself, Skip, because it's blowing up.
A hurricane of silver dollars!
Oh, and all you've got is your shirt.
Well, come on, silly. Cover your face with your shirt.
Use your shirt.
That's right. Oh, ow! Oh, hey.
What does the computer say, Ken?
Skipper won the first round, Don. He managed to hold on to
one of those questions we had. You are sitting off
Okay, we're about Chicago Line at 8th and Pine. Got lots of activity earlier in the day. The protest beginning early in the morning at about 9 o'clock, and some of the disruptions and demonstrations, encounters with police shortly thereafter. King Times, Alyssa Hahn with that story.
There was a constant and often violent clash between police and protesters throughout downtown Seattle today. As police strapped on their gas masks, the usual traffic and business district turned into what looked like a war zone earlier this morning. Some of the first rounds of tear gas were fired into massive protesters after they turned over trash trucks to the streets.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we've been monitoring some mainstream press today. We've heard some pretty strange things. We heard that the police showed restraint on the college station or one of the local NPR affiliates. A number of things like that. How would you characterize that? Copy that. Thank you very much, folks. Act. We'll be going to some other program. Thank you all. She says rock out. And you know what? I think it's time to do just that. But it's still just possible that we might get a change in frequency going on sometime this afternoon. We're looking at 87.9 if we can get the array going on for it. But we've had reports from town that this is in fact working packed in here between the big commercial signals, spewing out nothing but mistruth and out lies this afternoon, it seems. Again, the riot is still ongoing downtown. We have a selection here for you. Special event transponder YTW2KO.
Those polar bears now, who really cares now? They're breeding gender-bending babies who won't be breeding on the species. Are in the sea. We like to think that there's a little piece of us in everyone, cause we're Monsanto.
Somebody falsified the data, and we call it Eugene. How do you get poor Jews now? Not this evening. Tomorrow morning. And you have a place for them all? No.
You don't have a place.
We have a place to call the King County Jail, right? That's where they have the main facilities. But we've got standpoint facilities that we don't have to arrest people and put them in jail if they will find a way out of downtown.
They are you aware of what's going on in the street right now with the police, with the police department?
If you're talking about right this minute, no, I'm here.
Right this minute, the police department is several intersections, employees, flashbang grenades, tear gas, crowds of candidates. Is this a show of force? What is happening in the street right now?
That has been going on all day long. We've been watching the same television, and it's true.
We must have law and order at the expense of people's rights.
Tonight, know that the city is safe, that we have people responding to 911 calls, that there's no reason to be armed.
I know here the city is safe. The state will protect you.
We're not happy with the outcome or what has happened here. And in that regard, I guess I also would like to address all of the protesters who are out there with strong feelings about legitimate issues, that you could help us tomorrow, that the point's been made on all of these issues. It has been made solidly to the delegation and to the manager.
The point has not been made, not until the WTO disperses. WTO, you will disperse. You will disperse now. Don't force us to use pepper spray on you.
Have tomorrow the kind of day we have today in our downtown.
I do wish to apologize to the delegates. I'm sorry that their meeting today did not go forth as planned.
No apologies necessary. Meeting did not go on as planned. Mission accomplished. Well done to all the people in the street.
It's Jazz Fest.
Hold your ground.
Probably not.
Be strong.
Jazz, or maybe none at all.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Just because, no, this show never is a reason. When we infiltrate
the madness in the shadow of the military installation and police baton that rule over my nation, there are fighters with a mission in my gridlock suite, and they are working to ensure that people still can eat food, not bombs. We're gonna take the streets and ransack the dumpsters. Food, not bombs. We're gonna tie it to a table and feed your face with food, not bombs. Cause those guns and nukes cause indigestion. Food, not bombs. We're gonna fill up all the tummies in the human race. Some people try to put us down, but let me tell you about what's coming around. We got a gravy pot, a sweet potato stew. We got some bagels and some muffins and some salad too. When there's enough in the land to go all around, there ain't no justifying hunger when the sun goes down. We are food, not bombs. We're gonna take the streets and ransack the dumpsters. Food, not bombs. We're gonna tie it to a table and feed your face with food, not bombs. Cause those guns and nukes cause indigestion. Food, not bombs. We're gonna fill up all the tummies in the human race. Now we at sea hit my city yesterday at the Salvation Army kitchen started to say you need a picture ID or you won't get fed. We gotta start keeping track of where the homeless people are trending. We have to keep a close eye on the underclass, or so they might decide to organize and move our ass. We are food, not bombs. We don't care who you are. You could be sleeping in a gutter, living in your car. You could be tight for rent and up against eviction, or you're running for your ninth felony conviction. We will sit you down with a plate of food and watch our home cooked meal elevate your mood. And if Johnny Rockefeller himself walks up to our picnic line, we're gonna say, what's up? Have a bowl of vegan soup, you crook. And next time, come on over to the kitchen and cook quick food, not bombs. We're gonna take the streets and ransack the dumpsters. Food, not bombs. We're gonna tie it to the table and feed your face with food, not bombs. Cause those guns and nukes cause indigestion. Food, not bombs. We're gonna fill up all the tummies in the human race. Now we know. never so genetically engineered. Food sucks if we can help with that. Shaggy is weird. I'm talking cucumber, mosaic, virus, album, loose. With some person like coffee, dairy, we combine it in juice. That little bug is always itching to infect a host. Every gene pool on the planet's gonna be toast. I'm talking shellfish proteins and tomato sauce. And Monsanto Corporation playing planetary boss. They put your children's future in the Terminator seat. And they poison you with Roundup as if you were a weed. You have to fight the corporation every inch of the mile. From the factors of production to the produce aisle. Uproot the crops and burn the tractor. Monkey wrench, the trash compactor. Shoplift through the supermarket chains. Every dollar that they profit is your people's pain. But every nickel that you save on your criminal spree is going to help rebuild your local mom and pop economy. Tear up their toxic parking lots and replace them with some organic garden plots to grow food. Not bombs. We're going to take the streets and transact the dump food. Not bombs. We're going to tie you to a table and feed your face with food.
Parents
of Boston
and the
garden
already gone. Grateful dog.
Well, look, I was just trying to
say. Boston Red Bull means you're in trouble again. Because now we're on double golden,
double golden slasher time.
And that means your folks
lose. Dad's work car is red.
Oh, wait a minute, not the flex.
Hence
this
beautiful, nearly new atomic car police car.
When the moment hatches in time's womb, there will be no art talk. The only poem you will hear will be the spear point pivoted in the punctured marrow of the villain, the timeless native son dancing like crazy to the retrieved rhythms of desire fading into memory. Therefore, we are the last poets of the world, said David Nelson, Guylain Kane, Felipe Luciano, Umar Bin Hassan, Jalal Nuruddin, Suleiman El Hadi, Abiodun Oyewole, and the heartbeat, Elijah Obabi. The last poets were born on May 19th, 1968, in Mount Morris Park in Harlem, New York. It was a birthday celebration in memory, in honor of Malcolm X. The last poets were on a mission. We became the voices of the East Wind, blowing away the West with our sound. The last poets, men who knew in their youth the truth must be told, the lies must be revealed, and we got to be sassy and funky and sincere about it. The last poets, individuals who don't flock together well, who don't follow orders too much, and when we do, there's a reason. When we infiltrate the madness, it's not for love. Our lives are mirrors of the world our people have lived and died in for 400 years. We, the last poets, are the seeds for the rap artist to grow a garden, and yet we are only a branch from the tree called Rio. Crossings is the road we've traveled to come to this point. The last poets have become a fraternity of those who know the mystery of a moon glow and the wrath of each flame of the sun. The last poets are back, and that's a fact. No more time for bullshit raps. Let's get back on track.
The screams, the land screaming, women and children screaming, men's dignity and respect screaming, the screams inside that separate the emotions, pushing us over the edge into self-hatred and contempt for the success and happiness of big chiefs, little chiefs, large tribes, small tribes, the ancestors all connected by chains linked to their past insecurities and deja vu. Your mother was once my mother, your father was once my father, my house was your place to rest in the storm, in the war, in the luxurious and extravagant whorehouses of Western philosophy that apprehends our mothers and sisters' smiles. And only this God we trust, the one that consumes our very manhood and the bastard and illegitimate ideas wrapped up in some green and putrid religion. Time is money, money is time. Down to the docks, packed in, beaten, thrown in. Even the ships have no mercy. They speak to us of coming evils, subtle pleasures and open decadence. General Motors and the Pillsbury Doughboy, you will become the sleazy and slimy characters in someone else's mind. You will become the kindness that is truly a weakness. The ocean hears this assault upon our being. It becomes a friend. It shows compassion. Jump, jump, come to me. The waters become a deep and dark red. The sharks feast on our desire to be free. Bodies, bodies floating in their own afterthoughts. Children clinging to dead mothers. The inevitability of death smashing them in the face. Men searching the water for families. Families searching the water for one last memory. The African sewer dying in that final gasp for air. Tears now become the dreams in the world of standing still. Torn and broken bodies paint the horizon with a terror that betrays the very essence of God.
A slave that's on a ship, his back is getting whipped. The great 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 grandsons are cooked, that's a trip. A broken man with tattered rags, a one way ticket up the creek without his bags. A color was his name, a chain was his claim, but the game was a 400 year reign. To tote that bar, lift that bale, 3/5 of a human being with the country for a jail. He was sold to his master for the highest bidder. 3 cows, 2 horses, and a healthy nigger. Bred like a thoroughbred with burnt face, lost in space, born to lose the race of race. A hood ornament in a vehicle called hate, doomed to dilapidate in the great United States, the land of the free and the home of the Indian brave, and a plantation for a 20th century slave.
The blood, all that blood, so much blood, how can we forget? A seat in the audience of the Grammy Awards, how can we forget? A news anchor job telling respectable lies, how can we forget? Your hopes wrapped around some depraved manner, we arrive. Is demanding, so are they. The shuffle and the smile in the glint and glimmer of the rusted sun. Very private and secret war dances as he sneaks in on the wind. A charming addiction, seeking warmth and sanctuary. His presence precedes him. The perversion is so unique. The lust so warm, so kind. She gets into the rhythm. I suffocate my rage. I wash my anger in the light of the moon. Believe that things will get better in this darkness of over-exaggerated grunts and moans. The children leave the circle, eyes rolling back in their heads, their truth in a coma, bedside vigils and J. McShann. Yes, the creativity is still there. Somebody has to do this for humanity. Moving right along, retake the bombings, retake the lynchings, retake the rapes, and we smile, and we sing, and we dance, and we love through all the reefer smoke, through all the slow jams and hot numbers and dream books and poor black women dancing with their welfare checks and subsidized dreams and empty cognac bottles pretending to be romance and warm hugs and tears on the verge of denying the children their future for a chance to experience and enjoy the true meaning of just one loving kiss.
From the African kings and queens to a drug king pinned on the streets of Hollis, Queens, to end a monarch's reign, a stop forgotten game. What's plain is that a chain is still a chain, like the chains of a child in school, learning how British rule and how the brothers they lost the jewel. Like the chains of the cops undercover, faking the war on drugs, just really a war on soul, brothers, doing the lifetime bid on a planet called Earth, where the head is dead last and the ass is first. Is the very same ass that took us on this trip, that turned us into an ass, now ass is whipped. For Malcolm the King, the market, there's plenty ass whipping. You grew up in school and one out of many. They say death is the only freedom that will prevail. Bang, bang, another nigga is going to jail.
Bench warrants snatch away the freedom of hands on bars. Hoping the criminal justice system won't plea bargain away your imagination while speaking in dead tongues and handcuffed to the mercy of dollar signs and the hollow words of get out of the car, you're under arrest. Take that word and say, make it warrior, take that word crazy and make it poet, take that word suicidal and make it live in some kind and loving expression for those who cannot raise their heads above the shrieks and shrills of the sirens and automatic weapons. We owe no explanations, we owe no apologies. Ours has been a struggle of gun battles and bullets whizzing past our senses. the sun breaking through the clouds, the simplicity and beauty of good morning to your smile and touch. We used to feel these things, we used to feel these things. We used to be sacred to each other's thoughts and expressions. We were true artists, not afraid of giving too much, too soon and looking too foolish. We were there at the beginning of trust and faith and respect behind closed doors. We used to speak to each other in the soft tones of the rainbow, smiling through the river's mist, cooling the warmth and passion of time, waiting for us to come home. Discuss the impact that were made. They turned it down. General Electric decided that corporate America is more responsible than the federal government, not even considering talking to the tribal governments or the people who live here. البرم كان يسوع نفاق دوا تلسان من نور تاري ساخ لغلاف يسا سا والفور اكساموش ناس انا قاعد لي قيدا فلوش دان نمس البير اما جولو جيروش قربي برنا ناو ديف راس يطول لك نافق عدنا باقي نيري جاخ ونك دي تفصل الليخ دجل عاي باكار دول جاخ نان داني يتبس البانيخ دادك سدوم بير انسا مرمو دوم دي تس ايا كار ليمو تويوار الباكار نكا فيس بير داكار لو تفكي سلك لن في واخ بليما تخل نباح اي تاكسي مارك يتاحو بطر ندي لاك اي باتو بير سينما دي جاي لاخ فيلم يتدلي نيدي دبو كاسو جاك عبني بير فين سنترال اك نينا تمردوم
اكولم كرغ من باي من
ياك نيامو خبل مرابو لبير قفلنا لي دامل بلنا ناو تاكا جيركو كرزا نومو دي فتاخ
بارك النبي المصطفى كان كي يلي ديف ما يوح ياك دول السيطاني
aram ki mo bon bi adja rek aram nekati yow so demé mak da ngay top nari gori diram cantine bu fess tel la gouru singalam motax yop na ni ci kaw lalam baram bay bi di jolli sangar fi bon bi di jolli ñu la koy xër nga fa sa borom keur patte bu mu sey bi nekkon ci salos bu sobe ki dam los yumul khiyam lu lo musa ka wala nok ci ñu fay nos nekati do yendal do fanal bo der ci bax yi di def fak marwa bi sanni jamal nga nek sa marché ba di bala bala say awra sa karaw bop ak sa wew tan sa jëm ji sip na ko lepp lu bon li nga nek mak tour mu nawara man yit na ko nga delu ci nakaru njaay marché ci ndak jaay xalé sen tartu ba bi lañ ko jaay one for the money two for the bitches taxul seytane fofu la tagal ndaw ji di galeyabe lepp li ñaw te from Dakar Senegal suma koy wax faaw damay andak suicide mental emblem du mal dans cette chaîne de vie tout est noir
yo tatoueur de 1 king galbeu 2001 wow da brand di ñew di waxal gaay li di arrive sama jour ji moins 1 aha
menes diko dañu xamé goor jigen ndax nekkel ak joline mag ak ndaway bokku jotay di wax ci yu ñak ndëri taa ëpp doole ba ci ngum la astaghfirullah al azim abna bi jann xata yalla bur bi tamit mi ngi ñi tim dekk be bari ñaw teef mag ñe wara sa waref xam nak ndaw ñu nopp taw kriftef lepp li mag wara xam nek ndaw ñi xam ne ko lenn ëppul kenn li ci melni faaw taat xalé xam ko xaar dama koy waat duma ci wan baat ma tan ci waat ndax tout tang yaangi bu gënde sa moromu yaay lalu jurukay tomi amul bay mag ñak xamé sa mi mbokk ñaw teef di gënal yok ba tax suuf tangi songi asman ñi ngi ci akhiru zaman xamna ba nga jël sama xet jamono fi raw na ka man taxat bi li ngi def mo waral bakkar di bawane may ñaan ni dalo xelifa yalla te xamna aduna dara du fu deug safar ñi fay upp mo ñi nga xamna ñoo topon sen li bëgg bëgg
Senegal nañu top ci ñuy bakkar
Mustafa bin Mustafa kep ku deg yaak sa papa mel
deugal mo ne yaata taxu de don kilifa Senegal aduna bi legi jeex na xaar
barke nabi mustafa lañu baña dolel seytane
ak
سر می آدم یک فقط نمی تو را حاله سیطانه
Seem to be pretty slowed down. And the load is stopped. The load is stopped. Again, hundreds of people in the road yelling, screaming. What are you doing here tonight?
You know what, Niklas, Mary Jane, Oatman, and I'm defending my unborn great-grandchildren's land.
Fantastic. Thank you for being here tonight. Ooh, yeah. When it first started, there's about 10 tribal children under the age of, probably under the age of 10. Who came up and actually held the line. They sat down in front of the tribal elders. 17, looks like about 17 ISP, maybe mingled in with a couple. Yeah, these are ISP. About 17 ISP. We have a couple Nez Perce County Sheriff here. So there's already been, seems like, two, possibly three arrests. Maybe we could ask some of these officers. So, excuse me, sir. My name's Paul McPoland. I'm with KRFP in Moscow, Idaho. What are you doing here this evening?
I'm working patrol tonight.
You're working patrol.
Mm-hmm.
And, see, you're accompanying this megaload here.
No, we're not accompanying the megaloads. They came on their own.
Well, they came on their own.
Yeah.
But ISP has been consistently with the megaloads for the past year. They've actually...
I can't answer for the past. All I know for right now is we had a report of a large crowd gathering here. That's what we were sent here, because we had a report that people were going to block the highway. That's the only reason why we're here tonight.
I see. Okay. So do you... what do you foresee happening in the next few minutes? Do you think that my hope
is a peaceful resolution. I don't control what the Transportation Department allows or doesn't allow. My job is to make sure that the highway is clear for everybody's use. Okay. I don't have a say in that. I don't make the laws. I only enforce them.
Okay. So, ISP or maybe are you tribal police?
Mr. Johnson? Yourself on the highway?
You think I can do that legally?
This is Nez Perce Secretary.
It's a tribal law. I believe that. So go ahead and arrest me.
Okay. You want to hand the flag off to the
Pepper? Nope. This came with me.
Okay.
People with me.
Okay. Sir, are you the head of the tribe?
Sir, he's under arrest right now.
There we go. So the man who I believe is the head of the tribe was brought up with another officer.
Leur pense à l'humiliation du restant de leur vie.
Car cette civilisation a été bâtie sur la souffrance de nos grands-parents et l'humiliation de nos parents. Et nous sommes devenus cette génération sacrifiée.
Yo, au lever du soleil, le grand vieux sage allait prier. Il pense aux héritiers, il pense à leur destin de demain. Dans un pays démuni, le cri du peuple est soumis. Des richesses vendues, des dirigeants corrompus. Afrique, mon Afrique, Afrique des fiers guerriers oubliés. Des enfants maltraités, des chefs de famille sans souci. Tous les jours, toutes les nuits, la misère et la famine rongent leur vie. Aujourd'hui, nos frères divisés, les opposants neutralisés. La vie condamnée à une déflation multipliée. S'émancipant dans la misère du peuple, moi je dis qu'on est absorbé, aspiré, aveuglé. Trop par leurs faux propos, leurs promesses d'escrocs. Que l'on vit, non vit vis-à-vis de la vie. Soumis et mépris et notre vie d'aujourd'hui. Plus de confiance, plus de conscience éveillée. Pour mieux avancer.
Your money like your love, meditate.
Don't need your love,
meditate.
Your love, meditate.
Africa love, love meditate. Your money like your love meditate.
Nous assistons presque impuissants à l'agonie d'un continent, un continent qui coule sous le poids des génocides, des guerres et de la famine, un continent qui glisse vers une recolonisation. Dilé par des dictateurs inconscients de la souffrance de leur peuple, autre part, ils narguent à l'apogée de leur civilisation avec des images d'humiliation. Sans vous dire qu'à ce continent ils ont tout pris et ne lui ont légué que l'héritage de la honte et de l'esclavage mental. Dites la vérité à vos enfants, nous dirons la vérité à nos enfants, et demain ils pourront survoler les barrières de l'ignorance et de la haine raciale.
Plus de confiance, plus de conscience éveillée pour mieux avancer dans cette société aliénée, nous empêchant tout espoir de liberté.
Nous empêchant
tout espoir de liberté.
Nous empêchant
tout espoir de liberté.
Nous empêchant
tout espoir de liberté.
Nous empêchant
tout espoir de liberté. Ils nous empêchent tout espoir de liberté.
Sorry nama lawon dimba ubi nama nakar khelal nama nakru dimba khamal nama njunte dimba joyu dimba rongan jinyi nabba batay ji ñi gis suñu ëlëk soobu ci lëndëm waaw ñun na buñu jëmante ñu yag na ba dëgg xolal jank bi di maran lepp ci bëgg dox yi bo sété ba gisaan ñi xif ñoo ngi xaraan ñi ñak ñoo ngi woyaan ñi mujjë reer sa
yo mani la am am bi dañ ko tam lay ko mu témé bor
ñi am ñoo ñu yilif suñu alal leen sango
babbe ko taxwal yo bobu ba légui ñoo ñu yew
mani la yewu leen ñu xalante suñu jamm mëna
téw yalla yalla yëram bëpp miskeen ku metti nota
nañu magni dello xel yi ngir ñu xalaat te setan
yami la dëgg gi ñu yag na ba loolu nañ ko setan
mani la ciono gi ñu noor te yow loolu nañ ko xolaa
loolu gi yag wax te amul yeen ni loolu nañ ci waxtaan
lu baax li ñu dëkke won te njalbe nañ ci delu waat mani fofu metti na
la xolal angola
mani fofu metti na
yo mani la xolal liberia
mani fofu metti na
mani la xolal africa
dëkk yoy metti na
Mani fofu Somalia
Mani fofu metina
Mani la xolal Burundi
Mani fofu metina
Mani xolal Ethiopia
Mani fofu metina
Mani la xolal Africa
Dëkk yoy metina
Mani la xolal Senegal
Mani fofu metina
Mani la xolal Congo
Fofu metina
Mani fofu Djazaye
Mani fofu metina
Mani la xolal Africa
Dëkk yoy metina
Metina
Mani fofu metina
Mani la fofu metina
Mani fofu metina
That's what it looks like. Top of the Saturn V rocket. It's just gone by us. And the remaining elements of the caravan are going by. Those paramedics rolling by.
the megalode caravan, as it were. What happened out there?
Okay, well, they were asking me if I was a tribal member. I said no. I said I'm a tribal member of another nation. And he was like, well, then you need to get off this road because you're... And he said, like, he was detaining me, and they surrounded me. You saw him by, like, yeah. 5 or 6 people yeah. ripping my arm behind me, traumatizing my son just out of their ghoulish Nazi station, which is just boggles of... I cannot believe that an officer would do that to a child.
That was heinous.
That was heinous beyond belief. I'd like... Did anybody get any officer names on that?
I know that if this man were here tonight, he'd want me to say thanks to the Great Spirit.
And to his brave family, the Cootie Sioux. But...
But what, Skipper? Give me that.
Well, Kim, this is where I'm supposed to make a speech.
I'll thank you very much, Stuart. You can all help.
Well, okay.
This land is made of mountains. Yes, you burn it. Mountains, the sun is made of mud.
Thanks, Kim. And now, eat fascist, death-flaming media pigs!
The screen of beautiful young sex starlet has just pulled out a shotgun concealed under an attractive double-barreled countertop. But handsome Skip Zipper now has a trend on him with the cab of steak.
Firebird is going to be the first to go, followed by all nominees in alphabetical order. Sit down, Raquel. I'm not kidding. Now I want the President of the United States with a painful hash here and all those broken treaties.
Anybody wants to stop it, now's the time to sit down.
And you are tuned to Paradise Rage and a Dead Mule, and that was Sonic Youth and Flower from a 12-inch of theirs back in the day. Butthole Surfers did Lady Sniff. We had a Nez Perce Blockade excerpt from the Monday night, very early Tuesday morning, the first Blockade, recorded by Pauly D, running commentary extraordinaire. Senegalese rappers based in Paris called Djolof. We heard Metite from the Africa Raps compilation. We had another excerpt of the Nez Perce Blockade from Monday night, Tuesday morning in there before that. And before that, De Brains from Dakar, Senegal, with a tune called Exeru Zaman from the Africa Raps compilation. The Last Poets did Invocation Homesick. I forgot the name of the album, though. Desert Rat did Food Not Bombs from 5 Days Over Seattle, an audio document of free radio station Y2WTKO, which, by the way, broadcast from a tree in the Olympic Peninsula, 60 feet up off the ground for the whole WTO, beaming their signal into Seattle. A beam. See, also from the Y2WTKO document, we heard Seize the Day doing a song about Monsanto and Chikung New Earth. We had a Legal ID and a Circumstantial Happenstance before that. Life After Life did a song. We had a Butthole Surfer song. I think it was from Hairway to Steven. That One Guy did The Moon is Disgusting. We had more WTO stuff from 5 Days Over Seattle. Circumstantial Happenstance. A Moscow Pullman band called Ignatius from back in, when were they around? Early 90s. One Nation was that song, and more Y2WTKO stuff from 5 Days Over Seattle started us all off on Paradise Ridge and a Dead Mule here.